The UN Refugee Agency says the situation in North Kivu province has been going from bad to worse since the beginning of the year. It says fighting in recent weeks has caused tens of thousands of people to flee their homes. It says many people have fled to more secure areas in the North Kivu region, while others sought refuge in neighboring Uganda and Rwanda. The UN refugee spokesman, Andre Mahechich, says security is very bad, and until a few days ago, aid agencies were unable to reach the newly displaced. Now that access has somewhat improved, he says aid workers have been able to assess the extent of the displacement.
According to the latest assessments carried out by several UN agencies and NGOs, there are now some 65,000 displaced Congolese in Mugunga area, which is west of Goma, some 15 kilometers west of Goma. Out of almost 90,000 newly displaced in Kivu just in September. Overall, since the beginning of the year, we see that this is basically the worst displacement situation over a period of 3 years, with some 300,000 Congolese being uprooted since the beginning of the year.
Aid workers on the ground report that the refugees are living under very difficult conditions in makeshift settlements that lack latrines, health care, and other essentials. Mahechich says aid agencies have seized on the temporary lull in the fighting to distribute food and other relief supplies, including plastic sheets, kitchen sets, blankets, and soap, to nearly 8,000 people at Bulengo, a site in North Kivu. He says this site, which was established by the UNHCR, now hosts more than 1,500 families. He says it has grown over the past week as more displaced people arrive from villages and makeshift camps in the surrounding areas.
And at the moment, we are expanding the site to cope with the new arrivals and transfers from the other locations. Once they get there, each family is allocated a small plot where they can set up a shelter, and then they start constructing out of the materials they are given.
Now that the situation has calmed down, Mahechich says most of the thousands of refugees who fled to Uganda have gone home. He says the UNHCR is planning to close its transit center in that country once the people remaining there are moved to another settlement. But he says the UNHCR will keep the latrines and water tanks in place as a precautionary measure. He says another upsurge of fighting could cause a new influx of refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.